As we continue discussing the halachas of Shchita, the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, teaches us l'fich ra'ashochet b'heim achayo oif, mevarech t'chila, asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisav, v'tzivanu ala Shchita. And so does the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Yotes, Sef Aleph, Paskin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin ha'shochet, Tzorach shivorech koidem, asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisav ala Shchita. Before one shechs, one should make the bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisav ala Shchita. But continues the Shulchan Aruch from Shachiv Leibirich, if somebody shechted without making a bracha, the halacha is that it's kshera. Then the Kudas HaKesef says that the makar for this bracha is a brisa that's quoted in Masechta Pesachim, Dav Zayinam Beis, ala shchita oimer, asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu ala shchita. The Emek Sheila quotes the Rosh that asks, why do we make a bracha on Shechita? Isn't Shechita only there that we should be able to eat the meat? It's not a specific mitzvah. So he gives two terutzim. One terutz is because we follow, as we mentioned our previous year, the words of the Torah. And the Torah says regarding Shechita, v'zavakta v'achalta. So the Torah expresses it in an obligation to shecht. And another explanation he gives, that since it's a, by shkotshim, by kabbonis, there is a mitzvah to shecht. So therefore we have certainly have to make a bracha when we shecht kotshim. So in order to be consistent, even when we shecht meat, which is not kotshim, we also make a bracha. It seems that the two terutzim that the Emek Shaila are offering, really are connected to the issue that we discussed in our previous year. Is the mitzvah, is shechita a mitzvah, or is shechita just here to be able to help us eat meat, but not that it's a specific mitzvah. According to the first Torah, the Zavakta V'Achalta. So the Torah is teaching us that Shechita is a specific mitzvah. According to the other Pshat, Shechita is not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, it's only here to take off the Issa Nevela, the question would automatically come, why do we make a bracha? But now that we say that the shechita is, that the bracha is only because we make a bracha when we shech kabbonis, it makes sense that indeed, for shechita of an animal that one would stam want to eat, we would not have to make a bracha. Because shechita is not a mitzvah, shechita is only a hechsher achila. But because we make a bracha on the shechita, by kabbonis, so Chazal said we make a bracha and on the shechita by regular animals as well. But there was another there's another way of explaining this, and that is that the bracha that we make on shechita, it's not a birchas a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. It's a birchas a shvach, and this is based on a Rosh in Masechet Ksuvos. The Rosh in Masechet Ksuvos asks a question. By a wedding, the bracha that's made by the kiddushin, it's a kishanim tzadzvan al arayus vitalon rasan nesuus. And the Rosh asks, why don't we make a bracha like all brachas are made? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu l'kadish isha. Says the Rosh, the bracha is not a brachas a mitzvah. If it would be a brachas a mitzvah, then the right wording would indeed be a shekreshana mitzvah v'tzivanu l'kadosh isha. It's a shvachta kadosh baruch hu, how he separated us, how Klal Yisrael is different than everyone else. And the same thing is the bracha on shechita. It's a brachas ha-shvach. It's a brachas ha-shvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished Klal Yisrael. In what way are we different than everyone else? That we eat kosher food. It's not just that we eat meat that's a nevela, or we eat meat that's a evim and a chai. But we're saying a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he sanctified us. And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctify us? By giving us the din of shechita, by giving us the din of machalos asuris, what we're allowed to eat and what we're not allowed to eat. And with this, we could understand actually another question that the Mefarshim asks. And that is that why would one make a bracha at all by Kedushin? What the mitzvah of Kedushin, the purpose of getting married is in order to have children. And one can have children without getting married. He could take a pilegish. Just the answer is that even though technically one could be mekayim the mitzvah of pur vu by having a pilegish, but that doesn't show the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha of Klal Yisrael becomes evident by us doing the mitzvah of getting married. And because the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael becomes evident in that manner, so it's not a berachas ha-mitzvah, it's a berachas ha-shvach. But then there's another question. As we discussed in our previous year, many mitzvahs are mitzvah chiyuvis. Definition of a mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah that one is obligated to do. Shofar, sukkah, dalaminim. Shechita, we said, as the Kesef Mishnah explained the Rambam, that even if we'll say that shechita is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah saseh, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But the question is, so is tzitzis. One is only obligated to wear tzitzis if he has a beggar of dalal kanfas. Yet we learned in Masechta Menachos that be'idin rischa, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol chas v'sholem is angry, he punishes Klal Yisrael rachman tzlon if they don't wear tzitzis. So why? And we make a bracha asher kedushanim tzvayus of tzivan l'sate b'tzitzis. Why is tzitzis different than shechita? So the simple answer is that tzitzis can be a mitzvah kiyumis, chiyuvis. Because once you put on a beged of dalad begodim, then you mechuyv to wear tzitzis. As the Rogachev explains, by tzitzis there are two mitzvahs. If one wears tzitzis, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And the other is that if he wore a beged of dalad kanfas without tzitzis, he's over a mitzvah. And therefore, tzitzis are not the same as shechita. But then there's a different question that I saw the Mefarshim ask. We know there's a mitzvah to eat on Yerev Yom Kippur. Yet, even though there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't make a bracha on the eating. And the question is, why not? And there are essentially two reasons given. One reason is that it is only a chana for the mitzvah. The reason we're supposed to eat on Yom Kippur is in order that we should be able to fast. The reason we're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in order that we should be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And a mitzvah which is only a chana, we don't make a bracha. And the other reason is, because what happens if chas v'sholem, somebody ends up indeed fasting, eating on Erev Yom Kippur, with the intent of fasting on Yom Kippur, and then something comes up that prevents him from being able to fast, the halacha is, then he will have made a bracha batala, because he didn't fast. But if that's the case, so then why do we make a bracha on Shechita? The same two reasons that we just gave why somebody should not fit, why we don't make a bracha on eating Erev Yom Kippur ought to apply by somebody shechting. The shechita is only a achana. We're shechting in order to be able to eat meat. And also, who says the shechita will be good? As we know, it's quite often the case that once you shech, the animal might not be kosher. We may never come to eat that meat. So why would you make a bracha? So I saw the Mefarshim give one more nafkamina. And this is very much in line with the theme of our shiur. When you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, even though it's your intention to eat, to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, but you're eating like you eat every day of the year. It's not obvious that your eating is l'shem mitzvah. And when you do something where it's not obvious that it's l'shem mitzvah, even though it certainly is l'shem mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. However, when it comes to shechita, when somebody shechts meat, it's clear that he is doing it l'shem mitzvah. And as we said earlier, there are mefarshim that suggest that the shechita is entirely a berachas hashvach. Since my entire intention is just l'shem mitzvah, so yes, it's only a achana for mitzvah. And yes, I may never, nobody may ever end up eating this piece of meat, or the meat may end up being not kosher. It doesn't make a difference. It's what you're doing is a mitzvah, not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that shows how special we are by Hashem, that He gave us the mitzvah shechita to separate us in our eating from the Ummas HaOlam, and for that, we make a bracha.